Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
I don't want like people to look to us yet because we're not there yet. We're still like in school, and people in power now like need to take responsibility.
Montana student Ricky Held says lawmakers shouldn't rely on the younger generation to solve the climate crisis. On Monday, a judge heard that argument in Held v. Montana, the first of its kind lawsuit claiming the state's contribution to climate change violates its constitution. Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and New York have similar protections in their constitutions, guaranteeing the right to a clean and healthful environment. Held and 15 other Montana students claim the state is putting the interests of energy companies ahead of their climate future. At the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, Republican Representative Sam Graves of Missouri encouraged greater oversight of how federal aid was spent.
We can't just casually throw around trillion-dollar figures like we're playing with Monopoly money. We have to consider where these astronomical amounts of money are coming from.
Now, an Associated Press investigation finds more than $280 billion in COVID-19 relief funds were stolen. Another $123 billion was wasted or misspent. Combined, the loss represents 10% of all federal COVID relief aid. Lawmakers in New York have passed what is known as clean slate legislation, which automatically seals most recent conviction records once a person has finished serving their sentence. State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the bill offers people a second chance.
Probably the biggest disagreement is the length of time between when someone is no longer, quote unquote, justice involved.
Sex crimes and most Class A felonies, such as murder, will not be eligible. Many business groups backed the bill, saying it would help alleviate a statewide worker shortage. New York City's more than 60,000 food app delivery workers will make a minimum wage of just under $20 an hour under new city regulations. Ligia Gualpa of the Workers' Justice Project says app delivery companies are already calling the wage too extreme.
But what they won't tell you is that they force deliveristas or delivery workers to spend hundreds of dollars a month just so they can do this work.
Workers will make just under $18 an hour starting in July and just under $20 by 2025. Many workers currently take home less than the city's minimum wage of $15 an hour. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has vetoed a GOP-led bill to restrict the use of public school restrooms by transgender students.
I made it clear from the get-go that I wasn't going to stand for attacks on Arizonans' freedoms, and this is part of that.
The bill would have provided anyone who encounters someone of the opposite sex in their bathroom or changing facility the right to sue the school. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.